And actually, one of the cases was a woman who was on one of those studies. Maybe you can talk a little bit about her or what happened.
This is a very interesting woman. She's 45 years old, and she had a left upper lobe lesion, a T2N1 lesion, adenocarcinoma, went for surgery, got adjuvant chemotherapy, which is now routine for these types of tumors.
Non-smoker?
She was a non-smoker with adenocarcinoma, and they were very astute and looked for an EGFR mutation, and she was EGFR wild type. She got adjuvant chemotherapy. She then got a local relapse in her chest, got chemotherapy with radiation therapy, and got a ton of brain metastases. But she is so high functioning. She's a big go-getter. And so she got stereotactic radiosurgery, I think to 5 or 6 lesions, and never got whole brain radiation therapy. She came to see me early in her course just kind of as a second opinion. But this was after she had completed all of her therapies and there was really nothing to do. She had no measurable disease. But I said, why don't you give me your tissue block, because it must have been just about 2007 or so. I said, why don't you give me the tissue block and we'll check it for the ALK. And she was KRAS wild type and she had the ALK translocation. She then had a recurrence of a liver lesion. And about 6 months ago, we put her on this therapy and she has been doing very, very well on this therapy.